proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Bill Winston Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Praise God. We have another exciting teaching. We're still teaching on this area, kings and priests. Now, remember what we said. We said these are two anointings that function in the body of Christ and function together. Now, in your own private home, you may be the king and priest of your own home, meaning that you're the person who actually goes out and works a job or has a business or whatever you do, and you're also the person that has a vision for the family of how to take the family forward. But on a corporate level, the kings and priests are divided up, meaning that a person is either a king or a priest. Now, you remember in the Old Testament, you had a priest, and then you had also kings or you had armies. So notice that the ratio is one priest to a lot of kings. In other words, people who would actually go out and fight the enemies of God. Well, the same kind of thing happens today. There's a person called a pastor or a prophet or apostle, whoever that is. And then there's members in the church called kings that we call kings. Now, they would actually go out and actually do the work of God, actually get provision, and then bring it back in and share some of that provision in the house of God, that the vision of God, which is given to the priest, can go forth. Okay? So now, the vision is to establish God's kingdom on this earth. And so God has given the kings an advantage called the priest. Now, the job of the priest many times is to speak a word of God into the lives of the kings. And today's teaching, we're going to talk about how this is done and when the kings and priests come together, how there is absolute victory. Now, this is a powerful teaching, folks. You know, when you come in on Sunday morning, it should not be just coming to church, you know, seeing what somebody got on or who's there. No, you're coming to get a word from the priest, from the man of God, a woman of God, whoever's teaching and preaching. You need a word, and that word's supposed to come into your spirit, empower you. I mean, go out so that you can go out and have a faith for absolute victory. This is a powerful teaching. I want you to get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Ready to take some good notes now. It's called Kings and Priests.
There is a priority of God's work over and above everything else. Now, so both of these offices are anointed. And what we brought out last time is that when we subconsciously or unconsciously, many times the kings feel guilty because they are not in the pulpit and doing those things from the pulpit, even though in kings, let's say somebody wants to give a Bible study at their job, that's fine. Let's say somebody wants to lay hands on the sick at their job, fine. You're a king. You can do that because you got the anointing in you as well. But when it comes to direction and timing of God and the vision of God, that is given to the priest. Let's go there. Let's go over to 1 Kings chapter 18, please. The kings are anointed to get provision. Go out and get the money, the resources. The priests are anointed to receive the vision. Now, this king might have a business. This king might be in politics. This king over here might be in education. They can receive their own vision for their own business, education area, and so forth. I'm not saying that. But this priest received the vision from God for the kingdom purposes of God's advancement of the kingdom through that corporate body. Are you following what I'm saying? Look what it says here. Now let me talk about this just a minute. This is when after Elijah came on the scene because of the sins of Israel. And Elijah's made a statement. He said, hey, there's not going to be any more rain until basically I say so. Now, this is a prophetic word. He's under authority, and he's speaking some things. What happened? Rain stops. Now, the rain stops, and about 3.5 years later. Here, the prophet Elijah now is talking to Ahab. Here's what he said in verse 41. And Elijah said, get thee up and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain. And Ahab went up to eat and drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel. Now, let's just stop right there. Two things I want you to see. It had been a drought for 3.5 years. Yet, the man of God heard rain. The priest is to hear things that the king can't hear. Got it? Now, also, he said to Ahab, get up, eat and drink, so forth. Did Ahab go eat and drink? Notice how he trusted the word of the priest. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, I'm saying why. What did God do? He put leadership in your midst because that's his way of doing things. He didn't say I'm perfect. He said I'm anointed. Amen. Come on now. Now, turn with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, please. Now, I want you to see this, see? See, because even though Ahab was wicked, somebody say wicked, did he trust the man of God? Yep. Every word he spoke. Every word he spoke. He knew if the man of God said it, he's anointed that God was going to bring it to pass. Now, in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, that's when Jehoshaphat was surrounded by the enemy, and the enemy had just outnumbered him. So Jehoshaphat called upon the Lord. Now, the Lord answers Jehoshaphat. I'm talking about Jehoshaphat was a king, and now the Lord is about to answer the king. Verse 14, please. Then upon Jehaziel, the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jehiel, the son of Mattaniah, a what? Levite of the sons of Asaph came the Spirit of the Lord in the midst of the congregation. Notice who God used. He used the priest. God is about to speak direction and timing to the king. And God will use your priest to speak direction and timing and tell you things he hears that you can't hear yet. Now, he'll do that so that you can gain an advantage, so when the deal goes down, you can reap the harvest. Oh, Lord, can y'all, is this? What has the enemy done? Division. They in the church fighting over the color of the carpet. You're supposed to be coming to church, pulling something out of the man of God. Somebody say, all you got to do is get rich is find out where everybody's going and get there first. That's all. If the man of God, God has given you an advantage. It's called the priest. But somehow we thought we just coming to church. Well, I'm going to church. Praise the Lord. I put on my tie. What a suit I'm going to wear today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Folks, I'd rather for you to come in here in some bib overalls and get this word and get a prophecy for your life, because one word of God can change your life forever. Say amen to that. Some of y'all been going through stuff you never should have been going through, and God is now going to reverse this thing. As a matter of fact, I command a reversal in your life right now of everything you lost in the last 7 years to come back now. I command it in Jesus' name. Come on down here. Let's read it. Verse 15. And he said, "Hearken, ye all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem." Now, this is the priest speaking. "And thou, King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid or dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but the battle is God's. For tomorrow go down against them. Behold, they come up by the cliff Ziz, and you shall find them at the end of the brook before the wilderness of Jeriel. And you shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves and stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord with you. O Judah and Jerusalem, fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you." All you want to know is the Lord with me. See, you want the Lord with you, because if God be for... Now that speaks life, and it speaks strength to your spirit. I'm telling you, I went somewhere and somebody said something to me. I was taking a few days vacation, and I was playing the tennis pro, and I was losing, you know. And he said to me, "Mr. Winston," he said, "never give up." And I don't know what happened. That thing went into my spirit. Now he's a Christian. We were out there talking about the Lord. He said, "Never give up." Because I had kind of given up, you know. He was whooping. He was beating his shoulder. But he said, "Never give up." And when he said that, he didn't win again. Something happened. It went into my spirit. It strengthened me on the inside. You see, if I can get you to stand up on the inside, you're going to stand up on the outside. You'll win victories you never thought you could win. That's the job of the priest. I can speak a word to your spirit, and you'll run out of this place and chew nails. That's the anointing that's on my life. Now, that's a long ways from just coming to church. I said, "Mr. Winston, never give up." He said it one time, but he said it, I knew, just the anointing of God just had moved on him for just that moment. And God was showing me something, because I've been studying this message, trying to get revelation of it, see. Never give up. What kind of battle are you in? Never give up. You never give up. Verse 20. "And they arose early in the morning and went forth unto the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. But if you believe his prophets, come on, so shall you prosper." I don't have to tell you. They came out there, begin to sing and praise God, and the enemy turned on themselves. All of them died. Say absolute victory. Now, let's just finish this up for today. Are you with me so far? So we must work to establish this partnership and respect each other's calling. Because when the king's without a proper relationship with the priest, and the preacher's not speaking vision into their lives. Where there's no vision, come on, the people perish. Or another translation said, they run wild. What do? Misuse the provision. Sometimes they even create a vision of their own. There's not even a vision of God. They want to put up a casino or something that God didn't even say do. Now, what am I saying? I came here, and when I came here, I came because God had put something in my heart. And I came. I went on a fast before I even left where I came from and broke it just about as we entered the city. Check my wife on it. Because I was determined I wasn't going to let anything turn me around. So I stayed highly focused. We came to this city. And dear Sister Beverly said, God spoke to her heart and told her to open her home to us and keep us until we got started in ministry. Provision. Then as we start teaching, we started in her basement and then spread to a little place down at one of the hotels close to town and spread to that. A room there, we had a meeting every Saturday. And the next thing you know, one of the people who started coming, and Brother Bird, and he said one time, meet him for lunch, and I met him for lunch, and we pointed at his bills and all kinds of stuff. And he said, let me take you to lunch, and passed by the store. It was an athletic store. He said, hey, did your son need some tennis shoes or something? I said, yeah, he sure does. He said, come on, let's get his size. Let's come in here and buy something. Tears came in my eyes because I couldn't afford to buy my son any tennis shoes. But I had a king who had some provision. Now, I want you to see what I'm saying about my wife. She didn't have money. We didn't have money to buy dresses. We didn't have any. She didn't buy a dress for over 4 years. She didn't have any. We didn't have any money. We're set on his priority. And Sister Calvita, who's a lawyer at that time, she has her own business now, and she said, hey, Sister Veronica, the Lord's telling me to give you some of my dresses. What I'm talking about, kings now, with some provision. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, here's what we got to clear up, and this is my point today. Those kings are also anointed. They are anointed. You are anointed. Not only that, you have a calling as a king. See? I'm not just the only one with the call. See? Now, I'm only saying that because the more you submit your calling to him, the more of him works through you to get wealth. See, you're not going to get any more than you submit to. No more power is going to run through your life than you are under the authority of. But this is your calling now. This is your anointing. You're anointed. These are two anointings, and you're anointed just like I am. So you look at my anointing and my call and say, oh, wasn't that faithful of pastor come here? And you expect me when I'm in town and so forth to be in this pulpit on Sunday giving you the word of God? You expect that. Why? Because this is my calling. This is my job. Well, guess what? I expect you to be here. I expect you to be in your place. I expect you to be in your calling. Why? Because this is your calling. See that what I'm saying? I'm saying we haven't seen the kings as a calling. We've seen it as something, well, I'm just a congregation member. You have an anointing to get wealth. You have an anointing to do something in this earth for the good of the kingdom. And so now, when the priests don't know, the kings don't know that they have a calling, what is the result of that? Well, the result of that is that the kingdom of God, which God is concerned about, is not being progressed, and the hope of humanity begins to fade. Oh, Lord, you ain't doing me right now. The calling on your life is no different than the calling on mine. Say amen to that.
Amen.
I've been called in Chicago to pastor. You've been called here as a member of the body of Christ, as a king. And that anointing is on your life, and God is going to increase it. The more you are faithful over that anointing, he'll raise you up and make you ruler over much. Say amen to that. It shouldn't be that we have to go to the bank to borrow one dime. That God, when Abraham was called to take his son up on that mountain and sacrifice him to God, then he took him up there and raised up that sword, and the next thing you know, there was a ram. I'm talking about wherever you go, whenever it's needed, provision is right there. Say amen to that. If God's got to use one person to get $1 billion, he'll do it. Because his vision is going to come to pass. Folks, when we are not doing our job, humanity suffers. Because my vision is to evangelize. My vision is to disciple people. My vision is to send out missionaries. My vision is to build churches. My vision is to put out kingdom businesses. My vision is all of that. But it needs provision. Because if I got enough provision, I could send out missionaries all over Chicago. If I got enough money, I can build some youth centers. I can build, if I got enough money, I can spread to the prisons, and I can evangelize them with signs and wonders. Now, what do you think? Well, the pastor, he just want my money. No! That's your calling. That money that you got is going to set humanity free. I guarantee it. You bring it in and watch God work. That's all I got in the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that teaching. Now, that was on kings and priests and how the kings and priests must work together in partnership to establish the kingdom of God or kingdom culture in every place in this earth. Now, each of these callings has to have respect, a mutual respect for one another. The calling on the king's life is no different than the calling on the priest's life in terms of its importance. They're both anointed. The kings have an anointing to get wealth, to go out there and get that spoil and bring it back in. The priests have an anointing to get the vision and to be able to take care of the house of God and speak into the lives of these kings for the advantage that the king will have over the world system. You see, these are two God-ordained positions, and they must be respected. But when you bring them together as a partnership for God, I'm telling you, you've got an unbeatable team. It is a powerful, powerful teaching. The address and phone number on your screen, order it right away. We've got people set up to give you a quick turnaround time so that these teachings can get in your hands right away. This is something that the body of Christ must have. You see, it's up to us to connect into this divine partnership so that we can advance the kingdom of God and Jesus can come back. This is our time. He has left it up to us. Now, we've got to come together, and this teaching is a revelation to help bring about that reality. It is a powerful teaching. It's called Kings and Priests. Order it right away. We'll give you a quick turnaround time and get these teachings into your hands. Well, this is Bill Winston saying we love you, and we'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
Your teaching on kings and priests is changing lives, opening doors, and prospering businesses in a way we've never seen before. Because you are listening to the priests giving us direction. As we are listening, we are going to have sweatless victory.
The kings need the priests, and the priests need the kings. For us to get the job done that God has for us to do, is that we're going to have to come together with a divine partnership.
Order your copy of Kings and Priests today, and Dr. Bill Winston will explain the biblical definition of a king and a priest, who holds the vision and who holds the provision, the purpose of the king's anointing and how it relates to the priest's anointing, and so much more.
Now I know what I've been missing as a king. Pastor, through his teachings on kings and priests, has given me a precise understanding of where I fit in the business marketplace. As I'm constantly listening to the tapes, the Holy Spirit is now leading me to the deals that have been assigned to me to complete.
God is about to speak direction and timing to the king. And God will use your priest to speak direction and timing and tell you things he hears that you can't hear yet.
To order your copy of Kings and Priests on CD, please send $24. On DVD, please send $45. And simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois 60303. By bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. There is a divine purpose for your life. Once you understand where you fit in the biblical model of kings and priests, you can boldly go forth in your unique calling. Order your copy of Kings and Priests today. While in the Chicagoland area, Pastor Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center. We're located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois, just 20 minutes from downtown Chicago. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We have Spanish translators and sign language for the hearing impaired. A warm seat awaits you at Living Word Christian Center. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. Today's message is available in its entirety on audio cassette, videotape, CD, or DVD when you use the product number on your screen by writing to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327 or online at www.bwm.org. Next week on the Believer's Walk of Faith.
I'm saying we've been trying to get somewhere in God with the wrong map. And that's the danger of what I'm preaching right now. Because we're about to get the right map in your hand, and you're about to see billionaires in the kingdom of God.